Corruption of Blood by Robert K. Tannenbaum. Read by Traber Burns. To those blessings in my life, Patty, Rachel, Roger, and Billy. The Congress shall have power to declare the punishment of treason, but no attainder of treason shall work corruption of blood or forfeiture except during the life of the person attainted. United States Constitution, Article 3, Section 3. Author's Note. Since it is a matter of record that the author was at one time counsel to the House of Representatives Select Committee on Assassinations and charged with investigating the assassination of President Kennedy, the reader may wish to know whether the present volume tells, at last, the real story. As is inevitable with a work of this type, the answer must be ambiguous. On the other hand, much of the documentary evidence mentioned here actually exists, or did exist at one time. The author observed it with his own eyes. Also, of course, some of the characters mentioned are historical personages, either identified by name or thinly disguised, although they may not have done or said the things attributed to them herein. The reconstruction of the assassination itself, as given here, accords with the facts as known to the author and available in the public record, although not necessarily with the conclusions of the Select Committee. On the other hand, obviously, no one named Butch Karp was ever involved in the work of the House Select Committee in 1976. Despite superficial similarities, the author and Butch Karp are different people, or rather, the author is a real person, while Mr. Karp is not. As to the